Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Praise God. Tonight's a Holy Ghost and Fire program, and that's for sure. Thanks for tuning in, my friends, and welcome to tonight's program. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman. Speaking by the prophecy voice, to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's last day's quick Bible study, out of Matthew chapter 24, King James Version, of course. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Watchman comment. Let's start with the last five words. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. That word readeth, Greek, anagnosko, means to recognize and acknowledge what is read. Do you do that, my friends? Recognize and acknowledge what is read? Also, the word understand has added meaning, to think upon, to heed, to ponder, to consider. So let's do that as we consider the intended spiritual meanings of this verse tonight. Therefore, accordingly, consequently, these things being read will become so in our hearts and in our spirits. Abomination is a strong word concerning a foul thing, a detestable thing, often used of idols and things pertaining to idolatry. In this verse, it causes desolation, a laying waste, a ruination caused by the presence of the foul thing in a holy and clean place. It has the same effect as sin on the human body, don't you know? Here it is, the foul thing, standing where it should not, making desolate a portion of space marked off as if it were from the surrounding holy space. The abomination of sin wants the holy place space of your body, your soul, your spirit. And if you allow sin space, it will make desolate the space you give it and try for more space within you and more desolation. Rebuke it. Turn your life around. Stop whatever sin it is that has gained control and repent. Refuse abominations, the mark. Ask Christ Jesus to cleanse you and to make you whole again. Amen. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that, my friends, is a worship service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:1.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies
by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, do you not see that upon the earth now comes distress of nations? Do you not see and hear the wind of change roaring? I say unto you, come unto me now, all you who are heavily laden, for it is time that you come, before it is too late that I might give you rest. Come to me now, saith God, as the winds blow upon the land and shake what can be shaken. Your chance is now, saith the Lord.
For though man would seek to establish their own peace, understand this, saith the Lord, that it is outside the gate, and it is only temporary. My peace has been established even from the beginning, saith the Lord. And those that have come to me have understood it, but those that have rejected me still remain without peace, and seek to establish their own. Avoid such, saith the Lord, for their pride is their own destruction.
My, isn't that the true truth now? Amen and amen. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version, Book of Acts. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Acts chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, King James Version. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Watchman comment, baptized? The Greek is baptizo, meaning to immerse or submerge, not sprinkle. That is not water baptism. Full immersion is water baptism. But John said in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11, He that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to wear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That, my friends, is spiritual baptism. And here in Acts chapter 5, verse 6, after baptism by full immersion in water, Paul then laid his hands on them, and the spiritual baptism, or the Holy Ghost and fire, was received. Paul was an apostle, a true believer, a true truth believer, who acknowledged the Holy Ghost fire in his own life. So therefore he could impart that gifting to others after they were baptized in water by full immersion. This, my friends, is not some man-made doctrine. This is the true truth meaning of Scripture. Sprinkling is not in the Bible. So if you have been sprinkled, get baptized by full water immersion as soon as you can. That means you go in, you go under, you come back out. Preferably by someone who moves spiritually in the Holy Ghost and fire. Just like the Holy Ghost fire worship you heard at the beginning of this program. My, was that not amazingly anointed and inspired? My. Hallelujah, amen, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready, amen and amen. Kevin and Tanya from Ohio obeyed Yahweh and are spiritually sponsoring tonight's program. Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to bless Brother Kevin and Sister Tanya. And thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight, my friends. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Haiti, 2 years later. Orphans still living in tents after earthquake destroyed orphanages 2 years ago. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake tore through Haiti, killing hundreds of thousands. Thousands more were left homeless. After 24 months in recovery, there are still over 500,000 people living in tents and on streets. Many of those individuals are orphans who lost their orphanages to the quake. Watchman comment, still over 500,000 living in tents. My, oh my. Somebody got fat on all that money that was given or raised for that disaster. But just like I warned you, the Haitians who need it never saw a penny. Can't say that I didn't tell you. Continuing. Mormons say U.S. is ready for a president of their faith. Call it the Mitt moment, the Mormon moment. But by whatever name, this would seem to be a pretty good time to be a Mormon in America. And it is, according to a survey of American Mormons. Watchman comment. The Mormon White Horse prophecy is off and running. South Carolina primary, if he won that, according to the so-called White Horse prophecy, the U.S. Constitution will be hanging by a thread, and a Mormon church elder from Zion will ride in on a metaphorical white horse and save the U.S. Constitution. My, my, my. I'm not sure what God's choice is here, but whatever choice it is, that is the one who will become president of the United States. Only the rulers that are put in by God truly get there. It is not your vote. It is not the manipulation of the world elitists. It is God behind it all. He has a plan, and his plan will come to fruition. And you better believe it. If you don't, you're in big trouble because you don't believe your scriptures, my friends. Continuing. Expensive massages, top-shelf vodka, and five-star motels. White House sources claim that the First Lady has spent $10 million of U.S. taxpayers' money on vacations alone over the past year. The First Lady is believed to have taken 42 days of holiday in the past year, including a $375,000 break in Spain, a four-day ski trip to Vail, Colorado, where she spent $2,000 a night on a suite. A stay at Martha's Vineyard was also costly, with the rental of the Blue Heron Farm property alone costing an estimated $50,000 a week. The president and his family splashed out more than $1.5 million on a Christmas holiday in Hawaii. The president has come under fire over his decision to take a family vacation, while millions of Americans are out of work and countless more are financially strapped, many going on welfare and food stamps and government programs for the first time in their lives. You better get prayed up, folks. It's getting worse. Continuing. Immigration challenges not over. In his recent commentary, University of Southern California professor Dowell Myers said, "The immigration crisis rolling in America for decades has faded into history. In reality, though, it accelerates beyond anyone's understanding because of legal and illegal immigration. The Pew Hispanic Center predicted America's population will rise by 100 million by 2035 and 138 million by 2050. 90% driven by illegal immigration." Watchman comment. Do you believe me now? These are not Americans who support America. They are illegals with their own agenda who desire to take over America, especially New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, and California, which they feel was Mexican territory and it was taken away from them, and they feel it still belongs to them. Continuing. Obama seeks new power to merge agencies, pledges some action, with or without Congress. USA President Barack Hussein Obama wants more power to reorganize the executive branch. The powers, he says, will only be used to make government more efficient. I believe that, don't you? Oh, boy. Continuing. Under Obama's proposed authority, he would be allowed to propose merging federal agencies to save money and entitle him to an up or down vote in Congress within 90 days. Watchman comment. Oh, sure. I believe that, don't you? My, oh, my. Seems to me Obama is already misusing his executive powers, but of course Obama will not misuse this one. Nah. Oh, boy.
Congress needs to reinstate this authority that has in the past been given to Democratic and Republican presidents for decades. In the meantime, I'm going to keep doing everything I can with my current authority to help. So with or without Congress, I'm going to keep at it. But it'd be a lot easier if Congress helped. So I'm going to keep doing everything I can with my current authority. With or without Congress, I'm going to keep at it. With or without Congress, I'm going to keep at it.
666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Continuing, Japan probes radioactive apartment block. The three-story condominium was constructed in July with concrete made from gravel taken from a quarry near the Fukushima Daiichi power plant, reportedly before the tsunami, in the latest scare of the country's ongoing nuclear crisis. Radiation levels of up to 1.24 microsieverts per hour were recorded in the building. Watchman comment, well, if this condominium was built before the tsunami, then there has been leakage all along. Continuing, new animal virus takes Northern Europe by surprise. Scientists in Northern Europe are scrambling to learn more about a new virus that causes fetal malformations and stillbirths in cattle, sheep, and goats. For now, they don't have a clue about the virus's origins or why it's suddenly causing an outbreak. Continuing, the Enemy Expiration Act, H.R. 3166 S.1698, an act that the U.S. Congress is now considering that will allow the U.S. government to take away citizenship of anybody that is considered a hostile enemy or supporting hostility towards the U.S. government, is similar to the Nazi faction's Nuremberg laws, where Adolf Hitler took away Germans' citizenship based on race, blood types, and those against the Hitler regime. The United States government now is actively passing laws mirroring the Nazi regime before they started killing Jews, so will the targets now be Christians? My. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson? God's Watchman now continuing. Children in New York contract mysterious illness. Federal government preventing disclosure of disease. New York State Health Department spokesman Jeff Hammond also says vaccines such as Gardasil were investigated as a cause and ruled out. Did these girls receive Gardasil vaccinations? The diagnosis, which is apparently known by the government, is being kept from the girls and their families. Have you ever heard of doctors treating patients without telling them before or their families what they're treating them for? Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman? Now, my warnings, these vaccines are dangerous. They contain chemicals that need not be in there. I guarantee. Watch out when they stick that needle in you. Continuing, church deems today's NIV inaccurate. A Houston megachurch is joining other congregations and turning their thumbs down to the 2011 NIV due to accuracy concerns. Watchman comment, my friends, please listen. All translations after the original King James Version have errors and accuracy concerns. And with each new translation of a translation, those errors just get worse and worse and worse and worse. Get you an original King James Version. It's not that hard to read and understand, especially if you have the Spirit of the Lord. Continuing.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon.
Are you ready for the coming one world government? We must remember that the global financial crisis is planned. Its purpose is to bring in a one-world currency and a cashless society. The Illuminati, meaning the world elites, the ones that are on the top of all this, their slogan is, order out of chaos. And the current global financial meltdown is a manufactured crisis. What is also accelerating is the coming one-world religion, which is designed as a control system for the human race. In the book of Revelation, we read about this one world government, referred to as the revived Roman Empire, and the one world economic system that accumulates in mankind receiving the mark of the beast, 666. Continuing. California company Vigilant Video hoarding license plate data on U.S. drivers. Capitalizing on one of the fastest growing trends in law enforcement, a private California-based company has compiled a database, bulging with more than 550 million license plate recordings on both innocent and criminal drivers that can be searched by police. Watchman comment, they have developed this to such a degree that I've seen a video of a police car with two cameras mounted on each side of the windshield, pointed down at the backs of cars as the police car drives through the parking lot, instantly recording those license plate numbers and instantly checking to see if they're stolen. My. Big Brother is watching you, isn't he? Continuing. Mitt Romney, not a natural born citizen? Amid ongoing challenges to Barack Obama's presidential eligibility, some have raised questions about the constitutional status of the leading Republican candidate for nomination. Governor Mitt Romney contending he was born in Mexico or that his father was not an American citizen at the time of his birth. Continuing. Romney would sign NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. During the latest debate in South Carolina, Mitt Romney said that if he were the president, he would sign the National Defense Authorization Act. The NDAA, however, is not about indefinitely detaining Muslim cave dwellers. No. It's about disappearing American citizens who oppose the U.S. cartel government now in control of America. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The last days are at hand, my friends. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and listener phone calls at the end of the program. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week. I'd sure appreciate it. And when you do, please pray about including a love offering when you write, no matter how small, to meet the need to keep signs on the air. One dear brother enclosed a dollar this week, and that should be something that you all could do, at the very least. Please pray about it. I'm not speaking to those of you who give more, because if you don't do that and you only give a dollar, this program will go off the air, because it would take 500-600 people a month giving a dollar to keep it on the air. And I have never received that many letters. So, are there any faith walkers listening tonight who enjoy this program enough to send support to keep signs on the air? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen to that. And I do that every time this program airs. Just write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O-Box, 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviated N-Y. Zip 13797. That address we'll repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. So for now, tonight's ending, True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Yes, it is. Psalms chapter 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. My friends, there's nothing we can do to earn God's love. However, if we want to experience his blessings, we need to observe the qualifications that he's given us in his word. Psalm 112 details a whole list of blessings, but the key to receiving them is verse 1 that I read. Blessed is the man that fears, puts his trust, honors, in awe of his majesty the Lord, and delights greatly in his commandments. Delights means to take pleasure in what the Lord says and obey him. Adopt that attitude toward the Lord God, Yahweh, and be assured blessings are on the way. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to live in the blessings of Yahweh. I want to live a blessed life. I pray that you do too. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, I preached altar call in a church service by myself, Brother Johnson.
Right now, kill the lie and receive truth. Pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just pray, Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life. Now I'm going to repeat that prayer for you. Yes, you. You who did not pray the first time, and this may be your last chance. You could die accidentally in the next few hours or go to hell. Pray this prayer right now before it's too late for you. Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life.
I hope you listened to that altar call, my friends. And if you did, heed God's warnings. It's time to get right with him. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now, today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in, frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night for a fresh program. Many are saying 5070 at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights is coming in loud and clear.
Hi, Brother Johnson. How you doing tonight? God bless you. Thanks for your aired program tonight. This is Kevin in Ohio. I got a question for you. At the ending of your last two airings, I believe I've heard you say, listen on Wednesday night at time, you say something like on 7520.
I don't know, Brother Kevin. I don't know why I would have said that. I'm on 5070 on Wednesday nights. 5070. 9350 is a summer frequency, and WWCR is now using their winter frequency, which is 5070. I have no choice as to what frequency WWCR uses.
On your letter, it says you're on 9350, and same thing on this recording one. I just called your line. So if there's any discrepancy there, maybe you got to check into it. I want to say God bless you for your work. Thank you for your work. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. God bless, Brother Johnson.
God bless you too, my brother. I sure thank you for all your kind comments there and trying to help me out. I do this all myself, and I just discovered the other day that 9350 was still on my letterhead, and I changed it. So hopefully it won't be there anymore. Let's say 5070. Hallelujah. I knew that it was wrong on the recorder intro. It's such a hassle for me to make all these corrections. I need to get to it, and I will, my brother. I probably will do it right now as soon as I finish this. I have deadlines to meet with WWCR, getting these programs up in time, so sometimes it kind of overwhelms me a little bit. I also have two websites, downloads, and podcasts to deal with, so it keeps me quite busy. There was a time when WWCR was putting my old promo, it's called a promo, on right after my program, which had the 9350 time on it. I was not putting that on. WWCR was doing that, and I've asked them to stop doing it. I haven't heard them do it lately, so hopefully that's okay and corrected. I keep trying, brother. So thank you, brother. I do appreciate it. And you just be blessed and blessed and blessed. Maranatha, thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. I so appreciated you being with me here tonight on the radio. This program is here to bless you, my friends. And I make that effort, and I do a lot of research to do it. It takes a lot of time. So will you take the effort, the small effort, to write or call to bless me back? I could actually say to pay me back. You remember that movie, Pay It Forward? My. Here is the address again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. As always at the tone, please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending something this week, no matter how small. As I said, one brother sent $1 last week, and I know it was blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks, blessings, and Maranatha. Watchmen's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.